Scientists at the University of Florida have studied kratom as a potential therapy to wean addicts off heroin or prescription opioids. United States regulators have labeled it as dangerous, but Southeast Asians have brewed kratom tea for hundreds of years. Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports on the latest research about the plant from UF.
At her home in Spring Hill, Stephanie Cashin sits at her kitchen table with a bag of greenish-brown powder and a white plastic box. She pours out some empty pills and pops them into the capsule maker, then scrapes powdered kratom with a business card into the capsules.
And you just kind of jiggle everything down in there.
Cashin says kratom helps stave off flares from chronic pain conditions, and some research also supports the herb as a mood elevation drug.
It made such a huge difference, not only on my just basic level of pain, but also on my anxiety and depression.
Kratom comes from a tropical tree native to Southeast Asia, and it's part of the caffeine family. Over there, farmers drink it like coffee, with no reported ill effects. In the United States, kratom, marketed as a dietary or herbal supplement, has grown in popularity as users swear by its effect on chronic pain, fatigue, and more. But the herb has appeared on U.S. regulators' radar in recent years. In 2017, the Food and Drug Administration issued a public health advisory for kratom. The Drug Enforcement Administration identifies it as a drug of concern. And while it's legal to sell and use in most cities and states, there's technically an FDA ban on its importation. But that doesn't slow it down.
The FDA doesn't have enough people to police the importation of material into the United States.
That's Chris McCurdy, the lead kratom researcher at the University of Florida, on Skype. His team recently received two grants from the National Institute on Drug Abuse to study the plant. The research has four main goals. One, to find out why kratom sometimes has adverse effects in the U.S. and none in Southeast Asia. Two, to explore its use as an opioid alternative or even an antidepressant. Three, to build a list of drug interactions so users know what they can't mix it with. And four, to determine safe dosages. McCurdy says we're still at least 5 years away from human clinical trials.
For right now, it's just a matter of us doing the research and trying to understand these different chemicals.
Kratom here is sometimes contaminated by heavy metals, which could be due to how it's processed. Poor storage conditions have led to salmonella outbreaks. And you can buy kratom from countless websites, smoke shops, and convenience stores, so there's no way of knowing exactly what's in it. Some sellers swear they're abiding by good manufacturing practice regulations, but they can fake it and use the label without getting caught. And from 2011 to 2017, the National Poison Center reporting database documented almost 2,000 calls concerning kratom. The CDC reported that kratom caused 91 deaths in 27 states between 2016 and 2017. But that's out of 27,000 overdose deaths linked to opioid use. Most of those kratom-associated deaths happen to people taking a cocktail of medications.
And when you look at the entire year's worth of coverage of these kratom-associated deaths, to still be far less than what we're losing in a single day to the opioid crisis.
Back at her Spring Hill home, Stephanie Cashin finishes making her kratom pills.
Voila! And then you push this button, it spits them out.
Some states have already passed a Kratom Consumer Protection Act to hold sellers accountable. Until that happens in Florida, Cashin says she'll keep doing her own research, which includes asking for lab reports from kratom companies. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.